السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته ومن اتبع هداه ومن ولاه، وبعد، فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن لكم التوفيق والسداد وأن يبارك لنا في هذه الأيام بل الساعات المتبقية القليلة من هذا الشهر المبارك، شهر رمضان، شهر أهل الله وشهر القرآن. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من أهل القرآن ومن أهل الله وخاصته، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. So alhamdulillah, we are getting very close to the end of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in these remaining days or remaining hours of this blessed month. And we'll be looking at the 29th juz of the Quran in this session. The 29th juz, so the penultimate juz, so one before the last. And as we have mentioned earlier, there are more surahs now that we're going encompassed in every juz, in every part of the Quran. And this begins with Surah Tabarak and all the way to Surah Al-Mursalat, and then you go into Juz Amma with Surah Al-Naba. So we're going to be looking at Surah Al-Jinn in this session, Surah Al-Jinn, inshaAllah. وهو قوله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أوحي إلي أنه استمع نفر من الجن فقالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا وأنه تعالى جد ربنا ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا وأنه كان يقول سفيهنا على الله شططا وأنا ظننا أن لن تقول الإنس والجن على الله كذبا وأنه كان رجال من الإنس يعوذون برجال من الجن فزادوهم رهقا وأنهم ظنوا كما ظننتم أن لن يبعث الله أحدا وأنا لمسنا السماء فوجدناها ملئت حرسا شديدا وشهبا. So this surah, Surah Al-Jinn, named after the jinn, and they are one of the three main sentient creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other two being Al-Ins, us, and Al-Mala'ika, and the angels. And the Malak is created from light, the Ins, us human beings, are created from clay, and the jinn are created from fire. وعلى رأس الجن إبليس لعنه الله. And at the head of the jinn, or at least the jinn who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or don't give Allah his proper due, as is the case with Iblis. And then there are jinn, other jinn, who do give Allah his proper due, as the surah is going to point out to us. And the sabab nuzul, this particular surah was revealed when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a Meccan surah, so while he was in Mecca, and it said that one night while he was out during Fajr prayer and he was reciting the Qur'an in Suq al-Qadh, or the area of where the Suq al-Qadh is, and the Suq al-Qadh is the marketplace that was usually an annual marketplace that was associated with the Hajj pilgrimage, where people would come from all over the Arabian Peninsula and sell their wares, and also it was an occasion for more cultural festivities like the recitation of the Arabic poetry that the peninsula was very well known and famous for, at least within the Jazeera al-Arabiya or the Arabian Peninsula. So the Prophet ﷺ, according to most of the Mufassirin, was reciting Qur'an, and then the jinn descended upon him, listening to the Qur'an, and he was not aware that they were there. Though there is one narration that mentions he was aware that he was there, but that's probably relating to a different incident. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the Prophet ﷺ at the beginning of the surah, قُلْ, say, Uhiya ilayya annahu istama'a nafrun min al-jinn. So this indicates the Prophet ﷺ was not aware that they were there. Say, it has been revealed to me annahu istama'a, that nafrun min al-jinn, that a group of the jinn. Here the word nafar in Arabic language, they said any group from 3 to 9. One narration indicates that they were 7, this particular group of jinn. And this particular group of jinn came from an area called al-Nasibiyin, which is on the road between al-Mosul wa al-Sham. So somewhere on the road between Sham and al-Iraq. So between Greater Syria and Iraq, they came from that area. And it said that the occasion was that they had been told that the Nabi Akhir al-Zaman, that the Prophet of the last time, was had shown himself and was apparent, and that they also noticed that the abilities that they had before were curtailed. And one of those abilities, and we've mentioned in previous sessions, is that the jinn كَانَ يَسْتَرَقُونَ السَّمَعَ, which means they would go to the higher heavens and try to listen in on some of the akhbar, right? Some of the qada and qadr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends in a manner commensurate with His majesty via the heavens to the angels, and then it is executed in the earth, في التجليات, right? In the manifestations of the divine names. So they had this ability before the ba'ath, they had this ability before the prophecy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to some degree, but then it was completely curtailed after that, so that they knew that the Prophet of the last times was there. And it is the assertion and aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah that the human prophets were sent both to humans and both to the jinn. So both to human beings and the jinn as well. So the jinn would say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our prophet. And then before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would say that Musa, for example, is our prophet, Moses is our prophet, and so forth. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفْرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ, about 7 of them. فَقَالُوا, they said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا, we have listened, or we have listened to the recitation of this Qur'an, and it's عَجَبًا, يعني عجيب, it is something bewildering, something that may be unprecedented, or we have not heard something like it before. So they were taken aback by the recitation of the Quran. And that also gives an ishara that the jinn had the ability, or still have the ability, to listen to what human beings say and to understand what they're saying, though they may have their own language, but they certainly understand the language of human beings. Yahdi ila rushdi. It guides to guidance. Yahdi ar-rushd. Hidayah and rushd are similar in meaning. But what, you know, we understand words by their muqabil, by their opposites. So the opposite of hidayah is dalal, and the opposite of rushd is al-ghay, right? Or veering off the path. So yahdi ila rushd, to the straight path, the right path. Fa'amanna bihi, so we believed in it. Walan nushrika bi rabbina ahada, so you could say before this revelation to them, before they heard the Quran being recited to them, or they heard the Quran being recited, not to them specifically, that they didn't have an atiqad, or they weren't believers, or they didn't know about the Quran, obviously. So as soon as they listened to it, they believed in it. يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. And perhaps surat al-idhan, yani they were so fast to believe because they didn't have the hang-ups that human beings like the Quraysh had. It would indicate no loss of power for them, or prestige or influence, or any of those things by them accepting Islam. يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. And we will not associate any partners whatsoever with our Lord. وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى. So this is all مَقِيلَةِ الْقَوْلِ. So all of these verses up until verse beyond 13, actually, most of the surah, up until at least verse 14, is the مَقُولَ الْجِنِّ, what they were saying to one another. يهدي إلى الرشد فأمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا وأنه تعالى جد ربنا ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. And that our Lord so great, that's what جد ربنا, جد also means grandfather, but obviously not in this case, but it means من جد, يعني who is grand and amazing. جد ربنا ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. And he is not taking a صاحبة or a ولد, he had no صاحبة, he didn't have a companion, female or any companion for that matter, وَلَا وَلَدَ, or did he take a son? So the Mufassirin don't mention it, but you get the indication that they had heard da'wat al-Nasara, or the claim of some of those who claim to be Christian, that Jesus was the Son of God, and that God had taken his only begotten Son, and so forth. So maybe they had heard about this, and they had not heard anything since between Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 600 years, and there were no other prophets between them. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ سَفِيهُنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ شَطَطًا. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ سَفِيهُنَا, and that our safih, you know, our, you know, lowly person, lowly being amongst us, has safih, كَانَ يَقُولُ, he used to say, عَلَى اللَّهِ شَطَطًا, he used to say nonsense, things that were very far from what Allah is. عَلَى اللَّهِ شَطَطًا, who is this safih? Most likely Iblis, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ, يعني the very same Iblis, the Satan of who caused the fitna for Sayyidina Adam, وستنا حواء, the same Iblis. So they called him Safihuna. Safihuna. So Safihuna here indicates that they understood and knew who Iblis was, and they knew that his way was not the way of all the jinn. وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا أَلَّن تَقُولَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And also we had thought that neither the ins nor the human beings or the jinn would ever prevaricate, would say something untrue about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when creation was created in the primordial state, that was the belief of all of them. And that was also the belief of Adam and Hawa. And maybe that's why when Satan waswasa lahum, when he whispered to them what he whispered, to eat from the forbidden tree, they had thought that no one could lie and that no one could misrepresent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or misrepresent the truth. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. And that there were a group of men from the ins, from human beings, يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ, right, يَعُوذُونَ, seeking refuge from the males or the men amongst the jinn, which also tells you the jinn have males and females like human beings do. فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. And it's said here in the Tafsir that the Arabs before Islam, they used to go into the desert. And one thing that we know about the jinn is that they like to occupy or be in places where human beings are not. So generally you find them in, you know, the bottoms of the ocean or in the deserts and places like that. They don't congregate where human beings are usually. So when someone went out into the desert and sensed their presence, then they would say, I seek refuge with the Sayyid of this wadi, with the leader of this particular valley from the other jinn. So they sought refuge with the jinn. But what was the result of that? فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. This can be understood both ways. زَادُوهُمْ, so they were increased in rahaq. So rahaq can mean pride and arrogance. So the jinn themselves were increased in pride and arrogance when people were seeking refuge with them. Or it could mean fear and angst, which is also true, for the people who were the ones seeking the refuge, human beings seeking refuge. وَأَنَّهُمْ ظَنُّوا كَمَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن لَّن يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا. And they also thought, كَمَا ظَنَنْتُمْ, يعني Quraysh, as the people, human beings thought, أَن لَّن يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا, that Allah will not send anybody. Allah will not send another messenger. Allah will not send guidance to the people. Then they said, وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمَعِ فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ كُنَّا طَرَائِقَ قِدَدًا وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا أَن لَن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَن نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبًا وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَى آمَنَّا بِهِ فَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِرَبِّهِ فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْسًا وَلَا رَهَقًا وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءِ. And then when we touch the sky, literally, when they go to the heavens, فَوَجَدْنَاهَا, we found it, مُلِئَتْ, was filled with حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا. Haras, the plural of Haris, yani the angels, shadid and strong protectors, who were the angels. Wa shuhuba, right? Wa shuhuba, and these meteors, or these kindled sparks that fall off of other celestial bodies. And this is what the angels used to do when the Prophet ﷺ came and his prophecy. Many miraculous things happened on that very night, like the fire of Kisra, of the Zoroastrians, went out, and that there was a light that was seen all the way from Mecca to Qusur al-Basra, which is a northern city north in the northern Arabian Peninsula, and so forth. And including in that was the jinn no longer had the ability, or even if it was a limited ability at that, to pick up the decrees as they come down from the angels to the earth. So when they said, وَأَنَّ لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ, now it's filled with all of these angels, حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا, yeah, their ability, يعني الرجم, right? It's like you take a rock, you throw it at someone, you make them go away, so the angels can throw these pieces of the meteor at them, and then they're stricken back down to the earth. And then they said after that, وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمَعِ, we used to stay up there and listen and see if we can pick something up. And it said in the hadith in Bukhari that they would listen to something, then they would pass it on to al-kahana and al-sahara, so people practice black magic and soothsayers, so they get a piece of what was there, but not the whole thing. And it was also manipulated to the degree that it no longer was anything about the ghayb, about the unseen. وَأَنَّا قُلْنَا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنِ, but for those who listen now, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابَ الرَّصَدَى, they will find the shihab, right, this glowing meteor thrown at them and struck them back down. وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا, and we are not aware, this is still the jinn speaking, لا ندري أشرٌ, is evil meant for those on the earth, أم أراد بهم ربهم رشدا, or does their Lord seek for them guidance? Their Lord seek for them guidance. And this also shows the adab of the Quran, here putting in passive voice that which should not be directly attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of etiquette, out of adab. أن لا ندري أشرٌ أريد, right? This is passive voice, or مبني لغير مسمى فعله. We don't know. In other words, they know that it's Allah who's the one who's going to decree that or not decree, but they said, أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ, we don't know if it's meant for them evil on the earth, أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا, or does their Lord want for them rashad? Does he want for them guidance? Maybe because perhaps of what they observed, because they see both. And they say this about themselves, وَأَدْنَا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, from amongst us are the صالحون, so there's صالح الجن, there are good jinn, there are believing jinn. وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, and there are others who are not. Either they're corrupt, or they're asi, or they're kafir. كُنَّا تَرَائِقَ قِدَدَا, we were many, many ways. تَرَائِق, paths, قِدَدَا, various, very diverse. Some of them even said they had their own firaq, right, their own branches and polemical branches, just like other humans do in their religion. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. But we know from the Sharia that we don't attempt to make contact with the jinn, we don't attempt to have a relationship with them. And really the only ones who want to have a relationship are the evil amongst the jinn, from the evil of the human beings. Otherwise, we occupy completely simple, different realms, and we don't need to have contact or with them. Though we share a prophet in the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا أَلَّن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَن نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبًا. Here, ظَنَنَّا بِمَعْنَا تَيَقَّيْنَا, يعني we are in certainty about this. And this is happens in the Qur'an frequently, that the word ظَن, which means to suspect something, but it could also mean يَقِين, depending upon what they're sure about. وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا أَلَّا نُعْجِزَ الْأَرْضِ نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and we know that certainly there's nowhere we can go, right? This means لَن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and nowhere we can run except that Allah's will and His decree will reach us, and Allah's command will reach us. So we understand that part about Iman. وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَى, and then when we heard the Huda, the guidance, here referring to the Qur'an, right, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, from Surah Al-Baqarah, آمَنَّا بِهِ, we believed in it. فَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِرَبِّهِ فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْسًا وَلَا رَهَقًا, So that same word that we saw earlier, rahaqa, fazaduhum rahaqa, hina bakhsan. Right, remember from Surah Yusuf, fashrahu bithamanin bakhsin darahima qalila. So bakhs means loss or small amount. Fala yakhafu bakhsan, yani to lose anything. Your iman is not going to cause you to really lose anything that's worthwhile. Wala rahaqa, or to cause you to be in fear and angst of anything. Rather, it's the opposite. Al-imanu yazidu wa yubarik. Iman increases and gives you blessing in the things that you do. ثم قال تعالى وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فَأُولَئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدًا وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا وَأَلَوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ يَسْلُكُ عَذَابًا صَعَدًا وَأَنَّ مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ Amongst us are the Muslims. وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ Right? Here, قَاسِط بمعنى غير عادل. So it's من الأضاد. Can have the opposite meaning. القاسِطون here means those who have veered off the path, who are not just with themselves or with others. فَمَنْ أَسْلَمْ So whoever accepts Islam, أو استسلم لأمر الله, submits to the will of Allah, فأولئك تحروا رشدا. Right? أولئك تحروا رشدا. They have availed themselves of guidance. وأما القاسطون, the other group, who were not guided, فكانوا لجهنم حطبا. فكانوا لجهنم حطبا. They will make up the fuel of the fire. And you may say, well, aren't they made of fire? How can they be the fuel of the fire? يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create in ways that we're not aware of. So though they are created from fire, they also fuel the fire. وَلَوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا Right? If they had remained and were upright on the tariqah, on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا Then we would have given them plentiful water. So here, this may refer to the jinn, to the ins, to the human beings, because jinn are not in need of water, or it could be something metaphoric. In other words, we would have given them many blessings. مَا أَنْ غَدَقَ لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي Right? And even though if they were given that in the dunya, it's a type of fitna. When you have many blessings, will you be grateful for the blessings, or will you turn your back from them and become occupied with them and turn away from the bestower of the blessings, namely Al-Mun'im, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَمَنْ يُعْرِدْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ And whoever turns away from the remembrance of their Lord, يَسْلُكْهُ عَذَابًا صَعَدًا Here, see the ta'bir al-Qur'ani, يَسْلُكْهُ, right? يَسْلُكْ means he will enter him into, but it means also to traverse, to move. عَذَابًا صَعَدًا So صَعَدًا means rising. So a rising type of punishment. Or it can mean صَعَدًا also has the meaning of difficult type of punishment. ثم قال الله تعالى وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا وأنه لما قام عبد الله يدعوه كادوا يكونون عليه لبدا قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحدا قل إني لا أملك لكم ضرا ولا رشدا قل إني لن يجيرني من الله أحد ولن أجد من دونه ملتحدا إلا بلاغا من الله ورسالاته ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإن له نار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا حتى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون فسيعلمون من أضعف ناصرا وأقل عددا So here this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now the one addressing us وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا And the masajid, here masajid can actually mean masjid, plural of masjid, which means mosque, either in the general sense, يعني a proper masjid with in a place dedicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the masajid are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here, lillahi, yani, the ajilillah, right? So it's because of Allah that we have the masajid, and it's because that we want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the masjid. So do not do anything in there that is contrary to that. فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. So don't call upon anyone except Allah. Don't call anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, masajid can also mean, based upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجُعَتْ لِي الْأَرْضَ مَسْجِدًا وَطُهُورًا, that the earth has, is a whole earth is a masjid. So anywhere upon earth, do not call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another opinion that is not as strong as the first two is that this is from the plural of masjid, not masjid. So masjid is where you go to pray, the proper masjid. And masjid are the things that, the body parts that touch down upon the ground when you make sujood. So that would be al-a'dha as-sab'a, right? So it would be the forehead, the nose, palms of the hands, the knees, and the toes or the feet when you are in sujood. So when you're in that perfect place of sujood, that perfect intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the jinn and the shayateen cannot get to you, as mentioned in the hadith, you're not there's no closer you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except you're in a state of, in the place of sujood. فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, then you will not be able to even to call upon anyone than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ. Who is Abdullah here? Sayyidina Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did he say Abdullah and not Nabiullah or Rasulullah? Because al-ubudiyya is a high maqam. Just like in Surah Al-Isra that we talked about a few weeks ago. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَشْرِ الْحَرَامِ, right? سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ, with his servant he took them to the Masjid al-Haram. أَسْرَى بِهِ مِنْ مَشْرِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَشْرِ الْأَقْصَى. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, so in other words when he started the da'wah, literally it means to stand up, but when he started the da'wah, يَدْعُوهُ, right, to call people to the teachings of his teachings and the deen of Allah, كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا. This also has a various interpretations. كَادُوا, they almost, يَكُونُونَ, were completely surrounding him and on top of him. That's what this means, عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا. So this can refer to the jinn who were actually there to listen. So maybe the seven began and then they told others and others came and they were starting to listen. Or it could refer to the Quraysh themselves who, once he started to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they felt the threat, then they tried to surround him like they did in the economic boycott and like they did in the various battles. Wallahu a'lam. Kul innama ad'u rabbi. Say, all I am doing is ad'u rabbi, right? I'm calling here for my Lord, to my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا, or I call upon my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا, and I do not associate any partners with him. That's what I'm doing. قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا, right? Say to them, يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا, I do not possess the ability to bring dar, to bring harm to you, or rashada, or guidance. Right, usually it'd be dar wal naf'a, those two together, or al rashad or rushd wal ghay. But here it's indicating all four in a sense. So he cannot bring harm, nor benefit, nor guidance, nor misguidance. That's up to you. Innama anta nadhir. Right, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are a warner to them. Innama alayka al balagh. Right, you convey the message, but it's up to them to accept. قُلْ إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. Say to them, إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ, I am like you. Who is the one who is going to protect me from Allah if he decides something else about me? وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا, and who else can I run to seek refuge from except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? إِلَّا بَلَاغًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِسَالَاتِهِ, except that which he has commanded me to do. بَلَاغًا يعني التبليغ, يعني conveying this message. ورسالاتي, right, and the message of the deen. رسالاتي, even in the plural, the messages in a sense. Or رسالته, رسالاته, the message of Tawheed, the message of Muhammad Rasulullah, the message of Taqwa, the message of Hidayah, the message of Sabr and Shukr. All these things are from the رسالات of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن يعص الله ورسوله, and whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Here, العصيان بمعنى الكفر. Right, not العصيان, not just mere disobedience while they remain on iman, because the belief of Ahl al-Sunnah is that the believer will not be forever in hellfire, but even if it's just a short time. But the disbeliever, actively disbelieving, that's a different story. فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. No end in sight. حتى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون, until they see that which they were promised, فسيعلمون, then they will know, من أضعف ناصرا وأقل عددا, then they will truly know who is the weaker, who is the one who didn't have the partner or the victor to give them victory, because this is what they claimed about the Prophet ﷺ. But then they will see, وأقل عددا, right, عددا, and you don't have the numbers to support you, to back you up. ثم قال الله تعالى قل إن أدري أقريب ما توعدون أم يجعل له ربي أمدا عالم الغيب فلا يظهر على غيبه أحدا إلا من ارتضى من رسول فإنه يسلك من بين يديه ومن خلفه رصدا ليعلم أن قد أبلغوا رسالات ربهم وأحاط بما لديهم وأحصى كل شيء عددا كل إن أدري أقريب يعني ما أدري هن بمعنى ما I don't know كل ما أدري أقريب ما توعدون that which you have been promised is it close أم يجعل له ربي أمدا or will Allah give you a pause an أمد right when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked by جبريل عليه السلام متى الساعة what did he respond he said من مسؤول بأعلم من السائل I don't know any more than the one asking. So neither Jibreel knows, nor the Prophet ﷺ knows when the hour will be, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا مِنْ عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ That is from the knowledge of the unseen, which is the next verse. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ The knower of the ghayb, the knower of the unseen. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا So he does not make it ظاهر, he does not give someone a knowledge of the ghayb, anyone, except here the next one. إِلَّا مَنْ اِرْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولٍ Except that who he's contented with from amongst the messengers or a messenger. فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدِهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ رَصَدًا Right, like a metaphor. So then he will grant him the knowledge of the unseen in a manner that he wishes. مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدِهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ Between, before him and behind him, رَصَدًا Right, the same thing that the jinn were seeking, this rasad, right, rasd al-akhbar, trying to figure out what's going on. The only ones who really know, or the one who truly knows, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the only one who would give that knowledge to others is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the messengers. And then others, like al-awliya, like karamat al-awliya, then this is really the mu'jizah, this is really an extension of the miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even if someone sees something in a dream, and it's representative, and then it actually happens to come true after that, well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the true dream is one of 46 parts of nubuwwah. Of the knowledge of Nubuwwah, not that such a person is a prophet, but it's an extension of the miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِيَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ أَبْلَغُوا رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ So that, not that Allah didn't know this before, but then when it actually becomes manifested in the universe, in our life, then the jaza becomes due, then the recompense becomes true, becomes due at that point. لِيَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ أَبْلَغُوا رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ So that it's known that they conveyed their message, their risalah, each prophet. وَأَحَاطَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all encompassing around them. وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا And every single number of every single thing, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. An indication that only Allah can know this. The number of grains of sand in the world and the number of atoms in all of the things of creation. These are numbers no one can actually know for certain. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could know. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا He knows it perfectly because He is the one who created it. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعْلَى وَأَعْلَمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين بارك الله فيكم نسأل لكم التوفيق وأن يبارك لنا في هذه الساعات القليلة المتبقية من شهر رمضان وأن يهمنا الرشد والصواب وأن يهدينا ويهدي بنا إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته